ओम शांति। टुडे सेशन वी विल स्टार्ट विद अ स्मॉल स्टोरी। वंस देर इज अ बॉय अराउंड 10 और 12 इयर्स ओल्ड एंड ही हैव पेरेंट्स एंड ग्रैंड मॉम। सो हिज ग्रैंड मॉम ऑलवेज नैरेट्स हिम, टेल्स हिम द इंस्पिरेशनल स्टोरीज एंड इन दैट स्टोरीज शी ऑलवेज बाय दिस स्टोरीज शी ऑलवेज ट्राई टू एनकरेज हिम। So, and her favorite sentence, the favorite word is, you can do anything. You can make impossible possible. Whatever, if you have willpower, you can do anything. So, that boy heard that sentence many times from the mouth of her grandmom. And once he became fed up, that why you are telling the same sentence, same thing again and again. Just go and fetch the moon. Just go and fetch the sun. So his grandmom says, no, it's not about fetching the sun or fetching the moon, but it's all about all these things related about our practical life. In our practical life, if we feel that something is impossible, but if you have the willpower, if you have the courage, you can make the impossible possible. So after a few days, there was a running competition in the school, and that boy has also participated in that race. So when the race was started, he runs very fast. But as he reached the middle, he found that he can't run anymore. He thinks just to give up. But then he saw that his grandma was standing near to finishing line, and she was just clapping. Oh yes, you can do it. Yes, you can do it. Run fast. And that gave him the inspiration. And he again start to run fast, and he got the first rank in the competition. And when he reached to home, he gave lot of thanks to her grandmom. And he said to her grandmom that today because of you, I won the run. Because almost I had given up that I can't run anymore. But all the time you had told me such inspirational stories that you can do, you can make impossible possible. So that gave me courage that yes, I can do it. And that's why today I won that run. So moral of the story is that if we have the willpower, we can make impossible possible. Napoleon always used to say, he always says that the word impossible found in the fools, in the dictionary of fools. Yeah. So in this world, on the basis of willpower, strong determination, dogged determination and sacrifice, we can achieve anything. So, on our way, when we try to attain anything in our life, so much obstacle comes in our life. So we just have to laugh on our obstacles and go ahead. Of course, we have to learn from our obstacles and take the lesson from them, learn the whatever mistakes we had done, learn from our mistakes and forget them. So, like we are today, our topic is impossible possible. So, if we want to attain anything in our life, we need full dedication, devotion, and determination power. Yeah. Through that we can attain anything in our life. So, and one more thing we have to become fearless. If we have any kind of fear in our mind, we can't attain anything. And fearlessness is the, genetic trait, is a state of mind. By reminding ourselves that whatever things we have already, amazing feats we have already accomplished in our life, by reminding such things time to time, we can build our courage. And that courage help us to make impossible possible. And next thing is, we have strong belief. If our belief is good, strong, if we have the positive belief, we can attain anything. If we think that anything is impossible, that's the time we start to think that we can't move ahead. If our belief is powerful, yes, I can do it. So that belief will help us to move ahead. If you believe that I can't do that things, so that if you believe that anything is impossible, that belief erode our courage, and that impossible belief becomes the self-fulfilling prophecy in our life. So we always have to try to encourage our, how we can make our belief powerful. When we comes in Baba's Gyan, Baba all the time encourages, yes, you are the children who had did this in last Kalpa, and in this Kalpa also, you are the one who have to do this, who can do this. You are the you are the Purvaj, you are the ancestor of the world, you are in the trunk, you are in the root of the this Kalpa tree. So by saying all these things, Baba always encourages. Just like when a small child start to walk, many times he falls, but his parents always encourage him. Yes, they clap in front of him. Yes, they say, yes, you can do it. Yes, you can do it. So by same way, Baba also encourages all the time. So when we come in knowledge, many times it happened that we become disheartened, we become disappointed, and sometimes we just think, oh, we cannot do this. So why these things happen? Why these things happen? Faith. Yeah, of course, if we won't have the faith, then we can't do whatever we want. So there are a few things which I want to share, that what things are needed, really needed, if we want to make impossible possible. So as many times in our class, we discussed about the SMART approach. So first one is SMART. So in SMART, first one is specific. We have to make our goal specific. We have to think over and all the time is what really we want to become. If our idea, our goal is specific or not. If our mind is wandering here and there, either I have to do that or I have to do that. So you can't make any specific goal in our, make a specific goal in our life. So our goal should be specific. And then next one is M. M means measurable. We always have to measure, we always have to calculate how much, up to which extent we had made progress in our life. Just like any businessman, they start the business. So time to time they check in their business that how much profit or loss is going on in their business. Either they are gaining the profit or they are in the loss. So we have to measure our progress all the time. Whatever goal we had set in our life, we have to measure our goal. The next one is SMA. M is? Active, and we already discussed many times in the class that SMART approach. Accuracy and? Yes? Achievable. We have to think that we have that capacity to achieve the thing or not, achieve the goal or not. Just don't follow the others blindly. If we really have the capacity in ourselves, just yes, I can do it. Then only start to work on that. So third one is achievable. Next one is realistic. We have to be very realistic that really we have that capacity to do that things or not. Okay, if someone is getting up like 2 o'clock in the morning, but his seva is like that, but our seva is different. So if we think that I also start to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then after a few days we feel some problem in the body, or then we feel we cannot do that. So that is not a thing which is realistic. Suppose a monkey thinks that I have to become a good swimmer, how a fish swim in the ocean, and I would all 365 days, 24 hours. So I will become a good swimmer. I have to become a good swimmer. Is it possible for a monkey? It's not a realistic, no? If an elephant thinks that I have to become a thing like a camel, is it possible? It's not possible. So we have to be realistic that what kind of capacities and abilities we have in ourselves. And according to that, we have to make any decision. We have to set the goal in our life. And next one is T, SMART. T means time. We have to keep some time limit. If you set any goal, we have to set in time limit, like in 6 months, 1 year, we will finish that. Okay, if we won't set the time limit, just like we'll just do the work and you won't get success in that. Okay, if you set something like in 6 months I will do that, and time to time we have to check. In 6 months, suppose if you reach at least up to 80% or 90%, then you can give some more time to ourselves. Yeah, we can extend our time limit for 1 hour, 1 month or 2 months more. But in 6 months, if you just reach to 5%, 10% or 20%, then in this case, we have to think on our decision that I'm going to do it that or not. So that time we have to think about the time also. SMART. S means specific, realistic. And the next one which I thought is the take risk, but don't do the risky things. Okay, take risk means we all, in business also they say that no risk, no profit. So we have to learn to take the risk. Of course we have to take risk. But don't do the risky things means the things we already know that many people have tried to do that, but they didn't got the success in that. Okay, all the, because if you see that Baba says that I am with you all the time. So it do, just remember me and do whatever you want to do. So it didn't mean that we have to put our hand in the fire and we say that Baba is going to save us. So these things, all the risky things. Taking risk is another thing. Unknowingly if you take any risk or if you don't know what really the result of this. So that's the risk. But if you know already the result is going to happen. So this means the risky thing. Don't do the risky thing. So always take the risk but avoid the risky thing. And third one is the most important, I think, is the faith. We have to keep faith on ourselves. Thus, I can do it. In so many Rishi Munis and the saints are there in India, in outside of world also. They have so much faith on them that yes, we will do that. Even they don't have the proper knowledge of God, but still they attain so much powers in their life. They attain so much things in their life. Just because of the faith, they have belief, yes, we can do it. So we have to keep the faith all the time in ourselves. And the fourth one is, we have to, if needed, great enthusiasm and hard work. So if we, many times in our life, many cases come that our enthusiasm goes down because of the failures and because of the criticism of the people, our enthusiasm goes down. But that time we don't have to worry for all those kind of things. If our faith is determined, if we know that yes, we can do it, so we don't have to think all those kind of things. So we have to always keep our faith on the top of the mountain. There are so many inspirational books are available in the market. If you see the inspirational books of our seniors, we can read that book. There are so many autobiographies of the senior, our seniors and the other spiritual leaders, outsider people. You can read that book and just keep our faith on the top of the mountain. And hard work. Hard work is always necessary to do anything. Hard work is the key to success and progress. And ultimate, we get the happiness from that. We already in our class we had the topic, Rome was not built in a day. So this denotes that after hard work only, we can attain anything in our life. So if we do the hard work, then definitely we'll get the good result of that. So we have to do the hard work all the time. Try our best all the time, whatever we can do. And the next thing is promise of Baba. We always have to keep that thing in our mind that what Baba has promised to us. Baba has promised to us that I am there all the time with you. If anything, anytime if you call me, he will come to help us. Take the one step of courage and I will take the 1,000 steps of courage. Baba is not a human being that he would change his mind or he said he will say something and he won't do that thing. So and don't lie with Baba. That many times it happened that something else is there in our mind, in something else is there in our heart. And but when we go to Baba's room, we say something else to Baba. Even I have that thing always in my mind since my childhood that never lie in front of God. When I was not in Gyan also, I never lie in front of God. But now, when we know that we are in front of God, the who is God, we know everything about Baba. So in this case also, if we lie in front of Baba, so we won't get success in our life. We can't make impossible possible. And the next thing which I think is about sacrifice. We have to sacrifice so many things in our life. If you want to make impossible possible, we have to sacrifice so many things. Sacrifice means the things which are not really necessary. So here I think sacrifice word is not good. We have to give up the things which are not necessary. But the sacrifice word is little divine word. So that's why I use the sacrifice word. Many times we waste our time in so many places. We waste our energy at so many places where it's really not needed. But still we sit among the people. We just do time pass. We chit chat with them. And sometimes we waste our money also. It's not related with the Madhuban Nivasis, but other people, who lives in their household. Sometimes, many times it happens. So we have to sacrifice all the things which are not necessary in our life. So on basis, if you do that things, then only you can make the impossible possible. So, the word impossible itself says, I am possible. Okay, so all the time Baba says that I, don't use the single I. Always say, I am a powerful soul, or always say, I am with Baba. Or just take any kind of self-respect, that I am an almighty authority soul. If you will just say I, then Maya comes. Okay, you will come in body conscious. And body consciousness is the root of all sufferings. If you will say the I, means you are the soul, so soul itself have the capacity to do anything. Soul itself have so much powers. When Baba comes, what he do? When Baba comes, what he do? He do some magic on us, what he do? What he tells us? He reminds us, okay, he reminds us. He just gives us the positive thoughts, okay. And because on the basis of positive thoughts only you can attain anything in your life. Baba don't do any kind of magic. He just gives, as I say, that positive thought. And on the basis of, just like now in our English session, in English series also we have that topic session going on, power of thought. So in outside of world also people had did so many research on power of thought. Whatever thought we have in our mind, the same thought impact on our body and in our daily routine. So always have that powerful thought. So what Baba has did, he is giving us the powerful thoughts and positive thoughts. On if we have the positive and the powerful thought, we can do anything in our life. And the next thing, next point is what we have to do if we want to make impossible possible. Always think big. Okay, Baba always says that you have to become Lakshmi Narayan. Although we know that we are not going to become Lakshmi Narayan. We means very few are going to become, like eight will become only Lakshmi Narayan. But Baba always give us that thought, that always think big, that we have to become Lakshmi Narayan. Why? Suppose if you think that I have to attain first rank, if you do effort according to that, maybe it's possible that you will get first rank, or it may possible that you will get second rank also, or third rank also, or even you get fifth or tenth rank also. But if you will think that I have to achieve fifth rank, is it possible that you will achieve fifth rank only? No. You may attain sixth rank or even tenth rank also. So always Baba tells us to think big. Just Baba has given us the ambition that you have to become Lakshmi Narayan. If not Lakshmi Narayan, at least we'll become Ram Sita, or at least we'll become something else. So always think big. So what I am saying about the word that spells impossible is I is ego, means is the sign of ego. So always, that always means just remove that I. Just say that Baba is with me. I always take the self-respect. And M means mentality. We have to change our mentality, our thinking, our outlook towards anything, how we think, how, what we do, about anything, about the world, about our Laukik and Alaukik family, about ourselves. If we change our mentality, then we can change everything. So we have to change our mentality. That's why Baba is giving us so many positive thoughts. Whatever Murli we read every day, there are so many positive thoughts. Means it's full of the positive only. Okay, we know that if we see someone's part, what we say, that he is not going to change. That's the negative. But the same, how Baba say the same things in the positive way, that he has this kind of part. It means the same. He has this kind of part, means he is not going to change. But how we say in negative form, that he is not going to change. So always we have to bring the positive thoughts in our life. And what else more we have to do if you want to make impossible? Yeah, that will come in the inspiration, no? If we read, yeah, if we do such kind of thing, then automatically we will become the inspirational for others. We can give inspiration to others. If you won't do by yourself, how we can give inspiration to others? Learning from others. Yeah, taking tips from others, yeah. If you follow I think that point comes in the thing, when I told that smart approach. Yeah. Achievable. That the things which you can do, don't follow others blindly. If you know that is not my cup of tea, don't do that kind of things. Okay, so taking inspiration from others is a good thing. But as I told that if someone is waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and if you will think that I also start to do that, but sometime it's not possible for you. So instead of 2 o'clock, just make the time that I have to get up at 3 o'clock. So following others is a good thing, but don't follow anyone blindly. Okay, and yeah, we have to think. Yeah, that's Baba is always telling us. Now, if we see the follow Father, if we see the life of Brahma Baba, when he faces so many things, okay, but he has that one faith and one strength that Shiva Baba is with me, and this all belongs to Shiva Baba. I am an just instrument. If we have that kind of feeling that I am a just instrument, and whatever is here, means we are doing it, everything belongs to Shiva Baba only. So Shiva Baba is there to take care of ourselves. Okay, so one more point, as I said, that promise of Baba. So Baba has already promised us that he is there all the time to help. But if we won't faith with on Baba, if we are not honest with Baba, so how is he going to help us? If we are not honest with him, we can't make impossible things possible. Never give up. Yeah, never give up. Accept the challenges. We have to accept the challenges. Many times we had seen so many people, instead of accepting challenges, they just run away. Because they might think that they can't do it. Instead of accepting challenges, they run away. So in that case, rather than run away, we have to accept challenges. If we will accept the challenges, then only we will come to know that what kind of capabilities and abilities we have in ourselves. If you think that I can't do it, so that things start to work on our mind, and that things make the impossible also turn into impossible. So we have to accept the challenges. We have to accept new ideas in our life. Okay, we have to come out from our comfort zone. If we want to do something, we have to come out from our comfort zone. So we have to accept the challenges. And yeah, practice makes the man perfect. Okay, so we have to do lot of practice to make impossible possible. That thing is, I think, specially is there about if you want to do some physical work or if you want to give some lecture, doing that kind of things we have to practice. But we are discussing about the subtle things, the problems in our life. So if that kind of problems comes in our life, the subtle problems comes in our life, how we are going to face that, how we can make that impossible possible. So there are the few things which I thought that we have to do in our life to make impossible possible. Actually, I wrote so many things. I will take my paper to say. Believing that something is possible is the first step towards fearlessly reaching goal. Okay, start to build your courage by reminding yourself of all the amazing feats you have already accomplished in your life. If you believe something is possible, that belief will erode your confidence and turn that impossible belief into a self-fulfilling prophecy. If a person with authority, many times it happens that suppose our seniors or our doctor or any person who has some authority, he tells you something, and if you believe it, that whatever he is saying is the right, even if that prediction, even if that person, whatever he is saying is not true, but if you believe it, you will start to act like that. That prediction is true. So we don't have to believe whatever others are saying. If you believe you can and will do something, you will find the means to make the impossible possible. We have to believe that we have the strength to overcome our obstacle. Swami Vivekananda also said that karma can directly lead one to the supreme goal. So by taking the right decision at right time, at right place, at right direction, we will get the right destination. So here are the few points which I shared with you. I think means these things are really necessary in our life to make impossible possible. Om Shanti.